Welcome everybody, Shia number 1033, with learning today Lili Nishmas Moshe Doiv Ben Rabbi Zizel. Lili Nishmas Blima Bas Ramoshe and Lirafua Shalema, Sarah Fega Bas Leina Chama Shetaka Heva Rafua Shalema Psech Shechol Yisrael. Okay, so we basically finished the Malach of Mavir and the sister or brother Malacha of Machaba, which is lighting a fire, putting out a fire. Of course, like we always talk about, there will be shailas that come up along the way, and as they do, Bezras Hashem, we will try and stick them into the other malachas which we're talking about, and go through them. Now, it's an important thing to keep in mind that, any malacha that we do, or any inyan bechlal, sometimes we do something that might not be a malacha per se. We've learned quite a few of them, for example, Schar Shabbos, others, little bits here and there, and obviously there are shailas that come up along the way, items that we might not have discussed. It's Baruch Hashem, each inyan in Shabbos is mamish never ending, so we always come back to it, and you know, like we say when we finish a Masech, the Hajj bin Allah, we always come back to it. So it's never ending, but we want to move on to other malachas and other, you know, other subjects in Hilcha Shabbos and see how they apply. We want to try and get the foundation of other items too. So as we go, as we're moving towards, now after the Heilig Yom Tov of Pesach, we move towards the summer. The weather starts warming up in general, and many people will be spending more time outside, in general. So I want to try and cover, maybe in the next 3 to 6 months or whatever it is, some of the outside malachas. For example, we have the malacha of zereya, planting. You have the malacha of chayresh, plowing. The malacha of kaiter, cutting. When it comes to cutting items which are attached to the ground and so on. Possibly ma'amer, which is gathering items outside. But we'll see how each one applies. Obviously planting, that everybody's saying, you know, well, I'm not going to be planting any plants or flowers on Shabbos. What's the problem? But we'll see. It applies with a lot of various different situations. Obviously, nobody's going to plow the ground on Shabbos. We understand that. But it applies to many, many various different situations which come up, and possibly even on a weekly basis, especially when one spends more time outside. And Kaitzer also, Ma'amer and others. Okay, so we want to see how much of that we could cover, and even possibly, maybe down the line, the Malacha of Tzad. I would like to work on a little bit, which happens to be with trapping. Not so much nobody's going to trap animals on Shabbos, but it has to do a lot with insects, especially in more towards the warmer months. There are many more insects flying around. There's bees, there's ants, everything is flying around. And we want to see how to work with it. Is there a time and place whereby one could actually put a cup on a bee and these type of things? Whatever the case is. So these are some of the malachas which we would, Bezras Hashem Blinei, to try and get to, possibly over a period of roughly the next 6 months. I just wanted to bring that across so we all have an understanding, as to where we're going from here. The first malacha which I'd like to start with is the malacha of kaitzer, which is actually cutting, and we'll see what that's all about. It doesn't mean cutting like cutting paper. We're talking about cutting with removing items which are attached to the ground, and we're going to see how exactly that works and how it applies with all the various different practical applications. Okay, so as we always do, we try and start out with Bezras Hashem, from the Malacha, the Sefer Lamedtes Malachas, Rav Rivia Shlita, how he explains, and also from Rav Simcha Benim Kohn in the Sefer Shabbos Home, how they explain the Malacha, what it's all about, and where it was derived from in the Mishkan, and how it came about to being one of the Lamedtes, one of the 39 Malachas. So in reference to our new Malacha, of Kaitzer, which is actually reaping, translated into today, he translates it into reaping. It explains to us the Sefer Lamedtes Malachas on page 281. He says, what exactly is Kaitzer? So he explains the Malacha of Kaitzer is the uprooting or severing of any living plant or vegetation from its source of growth. He translates it as uprooting, severing a plant, and so on, reaping. So that's what he says. This can be accomplished by uprooting the entire plant, or even just breaking off a leaf or a branch. A person doesn't have to uproot a whole tree, just breaking off a branch falls under the malacha of kotzer. So we're going to see how exactly that comes into play. But that's the bottom line, important thing to keep in mind, the most important thing of kotzer. What is kotzer? The uprooting or severing any living plant, vegetation, from its source of growth. Now we're going to see also how this applies even sometimes inside of a house. We said we're trying to get to the malachis which apply to outside, but we're going to see this kotzer of uprooting could possibly apply even with plants. Sometimes people have plants in the house itself, they have flowers or whatever, they have things growing in the house. We'll see how exactly that applies. So now the question is, brings down the Sefer Lamed Tes Malachas, how did it apply, right? We want to know, how did it apply in the Mishkan? How did it become one of the 39 Malachas? So he explains again on page 281 that Kotzer in the Mishkan was like this. According to most Paiskim, he says, most commentaries, whatever the case is, agriculture was necessary for production of certain herbs. In other words, gardening and whatever it is, these various different type of things, was necessary for certain herbs from which dyes, what were the dyes needed for? They were required for coloring of the tapestries, of the curtains, and so on in the Mishkan. They were derived from these various different type of dyes which had to, herbs which had to be grown. He says like this, that kotzer is a vital step in gardening, in other words, the reaping, right, is a vital step in gardening and in farming, and was therefore one of the important malachas that were actually done in the Mishkan itself. And I mean, not in the Mishkan itself, but in conjunction with the Mishkan. Now, he goes on to explain that others want to say, others say that where did we have kotzer? Where do we have reaping in the Mishkan? Also part of the gardening and agriculture and so on, but it was in conjunction with wheat. We had to have wheat, they had to grow the wheat, and not only the herbs, but also the wheat, and the wheat had to be made. Wheat was necessary for the making of the lechem hapanim, which was the showbread and so on. One of the regular karbonis, the offerings, which was required in the Mishkan. So you needed wheat. Obviously, wheat has to be grown. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it, it has to be grown, and so on. And once it's grown, then we have to do an act called reaping, which is kotzer. Okay, cutting it off and taking it, like we said before, removing it from the source of growth. So that's what he says. So the reaping, the kotzer, is of course an essential step in the harvesting of the wheat. Okay, so we're going to obviously get into all the various different details, see how it applies. Just a real quick example, which he brings down to start off. There's a Sefer Lamed Tes Malachas. Picking an apple from a tree is kotzer, right? I'm hungry. I want to eat an apple. I look, there's a beautiful, wonderful apple tree that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. There's an apple hanging from the tree. I want to go pick it and pull it off. So picking an apple from a tree is kotzer, even though the tree itself remains rooted in the ground, right? You'll say, what do you mean? I didn't uproot any trees. I just pulled off the apple. No, because the picking of the apple, you're removing it from the source of the growth. Similarly, picking vegetables, flowers, or pulling up weeds, for example, from a garden would be kotzer, right? I have some weeds in my garden, so let me just pull them up and throw them out. On Shabbos, you can't do that. That is, besides the muksa part, but that's the smaller issue. The main issue is it's one of the Lamed Tes Malachas of kotzer, and it's a d'oraisa. So one has to be careful, all these things, picking vegetables, flowers, anything, pulling and removing it from the source of growth. And of course, we're going to see many, many various different examples. Therefore, an act that effectively severs a living plant or part, again, keeping in mind, or part of a living plant is the source, from its source of growth, would be considered the malacha of kotzer. Of course, we're going to get into all the practical applications in the upcoming shiurim. Thank you for listening. Hatzlacha and bracha. Kol tov.